This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Michael H. Perry, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, middle initial H, P-A-R-R-Y. Date of birth, 11-10-1971. Date of appointment, June 26, 2023. Requesting physician, Aswathi Matthew, A-S-W-A-T-H-I-M-A-T-H-E-W. Dear Dr. Matthew, I have the pleasure of seeing Michael Perry today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 51-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man, who has a loss of vision one time in April 2023. He regained vision himself. It lasted about 1 week. His right side was weak, and right facial droop. Still, he is having weakness and numbness on the right side. No neck pain, no backache. This happened first time. He went to the emergency room. MRI of the brain done, we show subacute infarction in the left side of the pons and shows periventricular white matter disease perpendicular to the brain. Right now he is here today in my office for follow-up. He still has some numbness on the right side, but vision is back to normal. Past medical history, alcohol abuse, anxiety, chronic pain, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, TIA, stroke, chronic pain, insomnia, depression, anxiety, alcohol abuse, chronic smoker, past surgical history, arthroscopy of the right knee, mastoidectomy, meningectomy, removal of the cyst, repair of the ACL, sinus surgery, tonsillectomy, right total knee replacement. Allergy, penicillin, amoxicillin, azithromycin, cefaclor, sulfa, medication, acetylcholine, gabapentin, losartan, sildenafil, trazodone, clopidogrel, atorvastatin, 40 mg, aspirin, 81 mg, amlodipine, socialistic smoke 2 pack of cigarette per day, drinks 12 cans of beer every day, is not working, is divorced, lives alone, have two children, family is the mother alive with heart and liver problem, father deceased, COPD, one sister with traumatic brain injury. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having joint pain, joint stiffness, physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema. There is no jaundice cyanosis, but right edema of the lower extremity present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. Speech, no fascia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is decrease on the left side. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender, flexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait ataxic, Cronberg test positive, assessment and plan. 51-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. Left pontine stroke, number 2, rule out multiple sclerosis, number 3, history of visual loss, number 4, depression, number 5, anxiety. Next paragraph. His MRI of the brain is already done. I would like to order the spinal tap to rule out multiple sclerosis. I will continue the aspirin 81 mg PO daily, clopidogrel 75 mg PO daily and atorvastatin. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month.